Key members of the Senate have agreed on a proposal that would trim the number of banks overseen by enhanced Dodd-Frank regulations. That's the recession-era financial reform bill. As WSHU's Charles Lane reports, the proposal unwinds part of that bill, but it doesn't go as far as a similar measure in the U.S. House.
According to a summary of the bill, it would sharply increase the threshold in which a bank would be required to undergo stress tests. For banks with between $100 and $250 billion in assets, it would be up to regulators whether or not to test for financial soundness. Marcus Stanley is with Americans for Financial Reform.
And it sort of opens the door to the new Trump appointees at the bank regulatory agencies to weaken those rules if they want to. We know they want to.
The summary does not say what will happen to the too-big-to-fail banks. However, raising the threshold eases regulations for scores of regional banks, which often complain that excessive paperwork deprives small businesses of loans. Charles Lane, WSHU News.